Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The White House says the preliminary order by the International Court of Justice that Israel must take urgent action to prevent genocide in Gaza is consistent with the Biden administration's approach to the war and will not change U.S. policy supporting Israel. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has this report.
The White House says the case is meritless and the ruling will not change staunch U.S. support for Israel. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told VOA.
We'll have to watch how the process plays out, but it's difficult to see that it alone is going to change the approach. As I said, the president believes the approach we have been taking has been getting results, and we're going to keep at that.
Washington says the ruling is consistent with the administration's approach to urge Israel to minimize civilian harm and increase humanitarian aid, and that Israel has the right to ensure an attack does not happen again. Despite mounting casualties, Washington is against a ceasefire that it says will only benefit Hamas. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Witnesses say three Palestinians have been killed in an airstrike that Israel's military says was targeting a Hamas commander in southern Gaza. The deaths happened less than a day after the International Court of Justice ordered Israel to do all it can to prevent death, destruction, and any acts of genocide in the Palestinian territory. Meanwhile, Britain, Italy, and Finland have joined the United States, Australia, and Canada in suspending funding for the main United Nations agency aiding Gaza's population. Israel has alleged that some agency staff members took part in the October 7th Hamas attack that sparked the war. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A group of elderly Nazi death camp survivors is marking the 79th anniversary of the Auschwitz liberation on Holocaust Remembrance Day. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A group of Nazi death camp survivors gathered at the death wall in Auschwitz, Poland, where they laid wreaths and lit candles. The Nazis, who occupied Poland from 1939 to 1945, at first used the old Austrian military barracks at Auschwitz as a concentration and death camp for Poland's resistance fighters. In 1942, the wooden barracks, gas chamber and crematoria of Birkenau were added for the extermination of Europe's Jews, Romas and other nationals, as well as Russia's prisoners of war. I'm Karen Shamas.
Officials in Ukraine say Russia has provided no credible evidence to back its claim that their own forces shot down a military transport plane carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war who were to be swapped for Russian POWs. Ukraine's coordination staff for the treatment of prisoners of war said late Friday that Russian officials had, quote, with great delay, provided it with a list of the 65 Ukrainians who Moscow said had died in the Wednesday plane crash in Russia's Belgorod region. The agency says relatives of the named POWs were unable to identify their loved ones in sight photos provided by Russia. Authorities in Belgorod said the crash also killed six crew members and three Russian servicemen. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan held talks in Bangkok Saturday, which both sides described as, quote, candid and, quote, substantive. The meeting was described as a follow-up to U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping late last year. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a statement, the White House said Saturday's meeting was part of the effort to maintain open lines of communication and responsibly manage competition in the U.S.-China relationship. National Security Advisor Sullivan stressed that although the U.S. and China are in competition, both countries need to prevent it from veering into conflict or confrontation. The White House said the two sides held constructive discussions on issues including Russia's war against Ukraine, the Middle East, North Korea, the South China Sea, Myanmar, and Taiwan. The statement said the two sides committed to maintain this strategic channel of communication and to pursue additional high-level diplomacy, including a call between President Biden and President Xi. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Germany's train drivers' union is ending its six-day strike early and is back in talks with the country's railway operator. German news agency DPA reported Saturday that the strike by the GDL union on passengers' trains would end Monday morning at 0100 GMT instead of 1700 GMT as originally announced. The freight transport strike will end on Sunday evening at 1700 GMT. This week's strike was the fourth one by the union during the current negotiations to push their demands on a rancorous dispute with state-owned Deutsche Bahn over working hours and pay. Both parties said there would be no further strikes until March 3rd. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.